good news it was. As they approached, Cam Solasar looked up from his station and touched a button on his headset. His face was as chiseled and ruggedly handsome as ever, but the wounds he had suffered defending the Jedi Academy during the Second Civil War had left him a little thinner than before.
"We're doing well,"
Cam said, smiling.
"We haven't lost anyone so far."
The news was even better than Tenel Ka had hoped, especially considering the difficult circumstances of the mission and the enemy's cleverness in attacking under cover of the Austin fog.
"When you say anyone," she asked, "do you mean transports or people?"
"Both,"
Tion clarified. With her silver hair and white eyes, she remained a woman of ethereal beauty. Despite the subtle imperfections of the prosthetic arm and leg she wore in place of the limb she had lost during the same incident that had wounded her husband.
"Sharmak 718 took some heavy damage and has lost communications, but Volg Squadron is escorting her in, and the leader is relaying visual now. It looks like 718 will make it too."
Tenel Ka smiled.
"That is very good news."
"It is."
Tion's face grew more somber.
"Though I'm afraid your Mytil pilots have taken some casualties, and two squadrons remain engaged."
Tenel Ka felt her stomach knot, but nodded.
"We expected that," she said. "But this is more than a rescue mission, Master Solasar. It's a chance for the Haepan Royal Navy to assess the enemy's capabilities."
"I'll bet that wasn't an easy sell with Lady Mallory and Duchess Laval in the room,"
Han commented.
"So thanks, and I mean for everything."
"The Consortium appreciates your gratitude, Captain Solo,"
Trista Zell said, looking up from her data display.
"But I assure you, the Queen Mother has no need to sell anything."
Han raised his hands as though to apologize, then scowled and suddenly turned back to Tion.
"Did you say 718?
She nodded.
"That's correct."
"And we didn't lose any other transports?" he asked. "You're sure?"
"We're sure, Han,"
Cam said.
"We're Jedi Masters. We can count to 12.
"Yeah, but it shouldn't have been this easy."
Han circled around to the back of the crescent-shaped console, then leaned over Trista's shoulder to study the data display.
"It was a mess down there. And 718 got jumped in front of us. She got jumped hard."
Trista craned her neck to look up at him.
"Captain Solo, are you suggesting..."
"I'm not suggesting anything. 718 launched ahead of the Falcon. Now she's the straggler."
Han stabbed a finger at the display.
"And it looks like she's making for the flagship. You figure it out."
Trista spoke into her throat mic, then her face paled as she listened to the reply. A second later, she began to snap orders.
"Have Vogley to signal 718 to veer off now," she said. "And no excuses. Warn the pilot that if she's still on this vector in 60 seconds, she will be vaped."
"Vaped?"
Alana looked up at Tenel Ka.
"But she's carrying Academy students."
"She's supposed to be."
Tenel Ka extended her force awareness in the transport's direction. But there were 15 battle dragons and close to a dozen clusters of Jedi students in the area, and it was impossible to tell whether the presences she sensed were aboard Sharmak 718.
"But her behavior is suspicious. Something is very wrong,"